disgyn i Morris, walk over the ergyd. Where's Baines? Where's Baines? Di sgorio dros gap Ceir Connor.
Ac mae Cwpan Cymru 2017-2018 yn mynd i Ceir Connor. Mae hynny yn o'n
cyflwyno y Cwpan i George Horan. A Ceir Connor ydi enillwyr Cwpan Nathaniel MG.
Hi everyone, it's Nick Masney here with another episode of The Key Talking Points. Today my guest is going to be the first team manager, Andy Morrison. Seems like forever since I spoke to the gaffer after the 2-2 draw away at Bala. But we just thought we'd have a quick sit down, have a quick chat between us about the suggestions that are being tabled at the moment in regards to returning to football. As and when we can look at returning to football, if it's feasible. And obviously our under-19s won their league as a result of a league being terminated early on a points per game basis. There are leagues around Europe now that have been cancelled. We've seen the Eredivisie over in the Netherlands be cancelled with no champion announced. And also, yeah, just yesterday, Ligue 1 in France also cancelled, but with Paris Saint-Germain being named as champions. So I speak to Andy today in terms of his opinions on the pandemic, how he's been keeping fit himself, how the players of the club have been keeping fit, and what he would like to see in terms of protocols in place and what else he would like to see to ensure that the return of football happens, but happens in a timely and a completely safe manner, obviously. And so today my guest on the Key Talking Points is none other than Andy Morrison. So, Andy, I thought we'd have a quick chat today. Obviously, it's been a while since I last spoke to you away against Bala. Seems like forever ago since we've done one of these, but just thought we'd touch base. Obviously, I'm in the group WhatsApp with all of the players and everything, so I've seen all of the players' performances coming through in terms of 5Ks, 10Ks, fitness challenges and everything. What can you say about how well the lads are performing, all things considered?
Yeah, they've done great, Nick. I don't want to give them too many plaudits because they're professional sportsmen, you know, and it's to be expected. Yes, of course, they've got to embrace it. But, you know, there's 13, 14 players there that are full time. So, you know, it's expected of them. And they've taken it on board. They've done it. Of course, we've made it competitive with league tables on the 5Ks and the improvements. And they've done fantastic. Yes. And, you know, when we do get the shout, I know them boys are going to be ready. I've been in regular contact with them daily with text messages. They send through the work they've done on video, and then obviously with the GPS we get the times for the runs. So fantastic, yes, but to be perfectly honest with you, Nick, it's what I expect.
Yourself, we've seen a few videos of yourself as well, keeping fit, obviously knocking about on Twitter, doing your 180k bench press. Has that been your sort of personal sanctuary through all of this?
I've used the opportunity, Nick. You know, we're looking at 8 weeks now. And, you know, I've trained twice a day. I've trained cardio in the morning. I've done weights in the evening. My diet's been meticulous. I've dropped a load of weight and I feel fantastic. I feel great. Obviously itching to get back in amongst the lads and back playing football, what we do. Also mindful of the situation. But I've used the 2 months really well to get myself as fit as I can.
For you personally, though, you've been in football since you were 15, basically. I mean, how have you found it in terms of, like, having probably your longest spell off, excluding your injuries?
Yeah, it's a good point, Nick. And for me, yes, it's mentally to get away from football is great, but there's still not a lot of freedom there. You know, you still can't go out and you can't go to the beach. You can't have a day out, you know. So, yes, you know, we've got away from football. But, you know, it's been one day at a time, really. And before you know it, it's been a week. You know, we had that April the 3rd and then, you know, they extended it to the 17th, I think, and then the end of the month. And there we are now, you know, when we're sort of 7 weeks down the line on Sunday since the lockdown. And we're heading towards 2 months. So, you know, I think if you think of that sort of time frame from the start, it's quite tough on the brain. But, you know, one day at a time, and then before you know it, we are where we are. And it's been a challenge, but like I say, I've used it to the best I can. And at the moment, you know, we're waiting on the advice and guidance from the authorities where we're going to go from here.
there's a lot of talk going on, obviously, in the media at the moment. People aren't going on TV and saying could be time for it to come back soon in terms of football. Do you think that's too soon for you personally? Or like, is it a case you'd want to see a lot of safety protocols in place to make sure that we're doing everything as safe as we can do first?
Nick, we're in the hands of the authorities, you know, whether that be the Welsh FA, whether that's the government, you know, we're guided by them. I don't have too much say. I have my own thoughts on it, but, you know, we're just waiting on guidance and to follow the procedure then of what we're given from, whether it's the Welsh FA, whether it's the scientists, whether it's the Welsh government. We just have to go with what we're said. Obviously, there's going to have to be things in place, Nick. It's really important. You know, safety is priority. When I look at that, I can't see any other way than a week before we're all due back in, and this is across the league. Every player is tested, every member of staff is tested, every volunteer is tested. How that's done collectively, I don't know. If that means that the tests are sent out to your house, you're tested, you send that back in, and when that's been processed, if it shows to be negative, then we can collectively get together again. But until those tests are done, none of my players, my staff or our volunteers will be coming back into football.
As you've just said there, I mean, I was going to ask about what you think should be the protocols. I mean, I personally, I've got a few symptoms and my wife's coughing her head off at the moment. So, I mean, me personally, I couldn't exactly turn up at a game at the moment and not potentially infect the entire squad, at which point would it then be 2 weeks off for everybody again?
Yeah, it's a good point, Nick. And, you know, we have two or three people within the club, within our group, who are vulnerable. You know, are carrying existing problems that this, you know, if they were to get it, would put them in a very precarious position. So we've got to be mindful of that as well. You know, going forward into games, you know, it would have to be documented that every player, every official, every member of staff has been tested. You know, I heard on Sky Sports today, they were talking about 2 to 3 tests a week. How that's possible within the Welsh FA, I'm not sure. You know, there's other things there that were said today along the lines of all equipment must be disinfected before training and after training by staff wearing personal protective kit. How that can be done in a part-time league, I'm not sure. Players to wear face masks during training, will they be supplied to us? There's so many questions and there's so many things.
And all of that stuff would potentially be taken away from the NHS, which are doing such amazing work as well.
Well, this is true. Yeah, this is true. You know, we have to find a way. And if those boxes are ticked, Nick, and everything's in place, you know, on a par with the English Premier League, you know, we're no less significant or more important or less important than what they are. No. So everything that to protect and make sure that the safety of everyone involved in the league is on a level par with the English system, then fine. Then we crack on, we get on with it. But like I said, though, Nick, it's really important that, you know, that week before we do come back, whether it's the, we'll say, for instance, the 14th or the 21st, a week before, every player must be tested and shown to be clear for us to come back in.
Obviously, our under-19s team got given their league. They were top of the league and they got given it on the points per game basis. And obviously, yesterday we saw that Paris Saint-Germain were awarded the league over in France. What's your approach in terms of that? Are you just looking to get back to football, or are you thinking it might be better to cut it short and start again next season? What's your input?
Again, Nick, my thoughts on it are irrelevant because the authorities will make that decision. Okay. I'm so relaxed, Nick. I'm so relaxed about the whole outcome. If it's null and void, then as it's already been shown, Connors Quay will be the champions and the team that are put into the Champions League format. If it's done on a points per game basis, then collectively over the season, Connors Quay are the most successful, the most productive, and the most consistent. So, you know, I'm very relaxed about it, Nick, because, you know, like I say, if it's the UEFA talked about being on playing merit, you know, on fair play, sporting merit, we tick all the boxes. So, like I said, I'm very relaxed. And if it means coming back into the league, that's fine with me as well. I'm happy to go and play, you know, because at the, you know, when we had to break off, when we were absolutely flying at the time, bang in form, you know, we played 26 games and we'd lost 2 games in 26. Yeah. CNS had lost 2 games in their last 4 games. we'd taken 10 points from 12. TNS had taken 2 points. Over the season, we'd lost 2 games. TNS had lost 6 games. You know, so everything pointed towards a comfy victory in the league for Connors Quay. So, you know, like I say, I'm incredibly relaxed. If it's null and void, if it's points per game, we're the champions. If we come back in, our form has shown that we'll follow that on again.
In terms of, obviously, you saying you'd like it to be at least a week's notice in terms of tests and then resuming playing, what would your ideal scenario be in terms of the notice that you'd want in terms of getting back into training and then playing? Would you want the lads back in for 2 to 3 weeks before your first game back? What are you thinking on that?
Well, like I say, our players are, you know, a majority, and obviously the TNS players are full-time professionals. The sports scientists are talking about 3 to 4 weeks in preparation to go into the intensity of a game of football. So, you know, we would have to be the same. It would have to be 2 to 3 weeks, you know, maybe pushing towards 4 before we'd be ready to play again. So, yeah, like, you know, I spoke with the players, Nick, in depth, and everyone's champing at the bit. The solution the players want is to come back in and play and go on and win the league. You know, that's the ideal scenario for all of us. So many things have to be in place. So many things have to be right. We always talk, Nick, about perfection. Mm-hmm. And if you're seeking perfection and you come up just short, then you won't be far off. On this, there can be nothing but perfection in the testing, which will have to be at least once to twice a week. And going forward, everything has to be absolutely perfect because you're talking about people's lives. So we're ready, Nick. We're in a great position. The players are, you know, all the weights were taken on our last day. And there were players that were asked to maybe shed a pound or two. Everybody is below the weights. Everyone is fit. Like I say, I spoke to the lads at length, and they're just desperate to get back and play and carry on the incredible form that we've shown, you know, like I said, for 7 months, the most productive, the most consistent, and the most successful team in the Welsh Premier League.
Realistically, when do you feel as though that we might be seeing each other again face to face for our next game of football? What's your gut feeling?
Well, I'd like to think, Nick, that we would be able to get back and play. But for me, I think it's unrealistic. I have to be honest. I just think there's so many obstacles in the way that will make it so difficult to complete the season. But like I've said, if everything is in place, the safety is paramount, you know, and every volunteer, every member of staff and every player is tested and they know that they're protected, then, you know, let's get back as quick as we can. But, you know, it's going to be very, very difficult. And I don't think you can bury your head in the sand. You know, decisions have got to be made. People have got to stand up and show, you know, if we are going to start again, show us how that's going to be possible.
A slightly different route of the conversation. Now, obviously, great news for ourselves recently that we achieved both our FAW and UEFA licensing behind the scenes, but gutting for our ex-mate, Gibbo, Neil Gibson, up at Prestatyn, obviously recently. Bad news for those guys. I saw you take to Twitter earlier this week to wish him his condolences sort of thing on it.
Yeah, Nick, listen, I'm a football person, Nick. I know the emotions. I know the blood, sweat and tears that go into a season. Collectively as a group, you know, every week demanding, and your reward for that comes at the end of the season for all that hard work. And you know, when I look at the season they've had and the semi-final of the Welsh Cup, which I fancied them to go all the way in that as well, you know, I believe that it's really, really tough for a player to have that taken away from them. You know, listen, whatever rules are in place, then so be it. We all have to come under them rules and we all have to come up to them to pass our licences. But I'm talking about purely on a football level. You know, we live for them moments. We live for the euphoria and the pleasure that comes from victory. And then there's an incredible inner peace that comes after that, you know, in the days that follow that, which make the whole effort over the season. It makes it, you know, it makes it enjoyable. It makes it worth the effort that you've done. So I really feel for them. And that's purely on a football, as a football person and a player who's had success. You know, I remember when we beat Airbus in the playoff final, and the following day I was up at 5 o'clock and I went for a walk on my own down by the river, you know, and I sat and there was an incredible inner peace inside me. Yeah. That's what we do it for, Nate. It's not the pleasure. It's that moments of inner peace that come from from great victories and great achievements. And, you know, I feel for Gibbo, I feel for the Edward brothers, you know, who I've worked with. Michael Parker, who's an outstanding individual as well. Do you know Jack Kenny, who we've worked with, Rob Hughes. And I know that's been taken away from them, and it will have nothing to do with them. You know, it's like I said, it's a licensing issue. That's really hard for them to swallow. So my thoughts are with them, yeah.
One last little shout out as well. I've just had a quick conversation with Mal Latta this morning for the first time in a little while. I just thought I'd mention to you, it's his 50th wedding anniversary tomorrow. So what can you say about Mal and his obviously time at the club, and pass on your congratulations and whatnot, obviously?
Yeah, Mal's he's a stalwart of the club. Do you know, he's been here for so many years, you know, decades.
Yeah.
And you know, and all I can picture when I think of Mal is that big broad smile of his, you know, mm-hmm. and the personality that he brings to the changing room. So, you know, I wish him all the best, and can't wait to see him again, you know, and hopefully it won't be too soon, Nick, you know, because like I say, you know, we've collectively worked so hard this season and climbed so many mountains and come so far. And it would be only right for us to go on and play and get what we deserve.